I teach at school in Camden. I think if we're going to talk about prescription, we need to talk about one of the great sources, I think, of what's prescribed that we teach, which is the provision of textbooks. Right. And I think if we want to talk about where the 18th century disappeared to, I think it disappeared into not being in any of the textbooks that we have to use or that are available to us. And I think that causes a significant problem. I think it causes real problems at GCSE. In our school, we teach, as part of our coursework, Northern Ireland, the conflict in Northern Ireland. When we went to get the books for that, the teacher's book was faxed to us because it doesn't exist in a printed copy because nobody else does it. So trying to provision outside of what's prescribed by those textbooks is actually, I think, very, very difficult. I also think in terms of prescribing primary practice, that seems to me crazy. I think the idea that the Romans are only to be taught by to primary students and there's nothing further that you would want to learn seems to me ridiculous. And I think in some ways we need to develop Michael's point. I think it isn't acceptable that you do have a GCSE system where you don't study medieval history. You know, and again, the textbooks have prescribed that. Norman history is something you do in year 7. There exist very few resources for allowing you to do that in year 9. I think we need to talk about how those resources...
Let me interrupt you for a second. If you were solo writing the revisions to the national curriculum tomorrow to take account of exactly that point, I can't tell you how much I share it with you. How would you do it then, again, given an hour and a half of teaching a week?
I could be here for months. I mean, I think whilst we want to avoid... I think it comes back to the point that Barbara was making. I think it's about... We need to focus on the outcomes that we want. What do we want students to be able to do with the history that we give them? What do we want to be able to do as historians? And how do we want them to be able to learn as historians after they have finished our teaching? And then we provide the lessons that allow them to do that. I think we would probably want a broad sense of prescription and chronology, you know, medieval, early modern, modern. But I think going beyond that is really problematic. And I think... But we need to come together as a community to resource a much wider range of historical topics throughout the whole of that chronology. I think that's the problem, is that the textbook publishers, and I think we have to remember that there are very, very few textbook publishers for history in this country, and they tend to choose what gets published, and we don't really have a great deal of say in that, and I think that's a problem.